This is ATS member Freedom ERP replying to Kid Cudi's 9/11 podcast, where he talks about what John Lear has to say about some of the evidence regarding planes that crashed into the Twin Towers on 9/11. I'm not going to discuss that specific point. I'm by no means an expert on aircraft design and what happens to them when they plunge into buildings, or what happens to the fuel when it burns. However, there are a couple of points that were made by Kid Cudi, and one was to sort of about lying about 9/11 and why the government would lie about 9/11. Well, I think historically you have to look around and see that governments have lied and used military incidents to justify their decisions, and you spoke about the Gulf of Tompkins incident. Just think about all the legislation and the restrictions on what you can and can't do, not only in the US but around the world, that have come in since 9/11. So if you want to walk down the New World Order conspiracy route, you could make the case for elements of governments across the world wanting to encourage more fear about terrorism so they can justify some of the more restrictive practices and activities that they now do to prevent us from doing things. You also spoke a little bit about, you know, was this an inside job and would the American government really do this? Well, I've got to turn around and say people need to wake up and not believe everything that the government tells you. Where do I sit on this one? Well, you can clearly tell by the accent that I'm not an American. I'm still not convinced that terrorists actually were on the planes and actually flew the planes in. If they did, hey, it was an extremely well-organized military operation. However, I'm inclined to believe that there was acquiescence, knowledge by varying parts of US and global intelligence services. Did they actively try to stop this? Well, I'm not entirely convinced. Did they actively support this one? Again, I'm not entirely convinced by that one, but I would certainly say that there could have been actions that they may not have taken that could have prevented this event from happening. So it was an inside job. I suspect we may never know. You can still find people who will debate to the nth degree who was responsible for the assassination of JFK. So I suspect we'll never know the truth, but I'm inclined to agree that elements of certainly the US military and maybe some other militaries around the world probably have more information on the details of what was being planned for 9/11 than they ever let on. And if that's the case, then it would start to raise huge amounts of concern that people have for what are these intelligence agencies doing, which goes back to one of the other points that Kid Cudi raised about, you know, why would the government lie about 9/11? Because it suits their agenda. The other point you raised in the podcast was regarding the moon landings and John Lear saying we've been on the moon for many years. I certainly did enjoy some of the discussions that the ATS Mix show had with John Lear, talking about, you know, what he believes. And I've got to turn around and say I don't think you can dismiss out of hand what he has to say. You know, he's been involved with operations for US intelligence for many years, has had access and flown many different aircraft. I'm just trying to wonder why he would just turn around and potentially make something up like we've been on the moon for many years. There's a part of me that probably agrees with him to a degree. I just think it's very odd that we've had no inclination to go to the moon for over 25 years. And it would not surprise me if evidence came out that we potentially had remained on the moon and been to the moon on several occasions. But just my few words and comments on Kid Cudi's podcast regarding 9/11.